The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look who's in the house. John Morgan. John, what's up?
Dude, you know, you, as soon as you say it, I'm going to get excited.
I just get
so excited to be with you, bro. I can't help myself. Life is good.
You're actually here year-round. You know that because I play this clip all the time. And Colleen lives in the city, so she hears the show.
So I hear it too much.
She hears it too much. And
Do other people.
And it's just a weird side thing we do that we're talking about something, anything comes up, and then you just happen to be sitting here and you just yell this out.
I eat peck of cheese.
You know, this is the crazy part about that. My son is digging through Facebook and he runs across mine, which my kids don't care what I do.
Got it. Yeah, my kids don't care what I do either.
They don't care. Ooh, I know your dad. They don't care.
They don't care.
But he was like, so they run it through my thing, and he comes to me the other day in the kitchen. He looks at me and he goes, what kind of peck of cheese you eating?
I eat peck of cheese.
I don't even remember anything. You know, I'm not putting a correlation together.
That's an old line from at least maybe the old studio. And we've had it in there for years, and it just comes up in conversation. We're talking about, do you like that kind of food? And what about you, Craig? And all of a sudden, I just do this.
I eat peck of cheese.
And I always say, yeah, I know, John. I know you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, we know what you like, John.
It's all it is. And no matter what we're doing, you just chime in and yell that. Well, I click it. And then we just act, Colleen's here. I'll do it no matter who's sitting here. And we just move on.
Yeah.
And then lately I've been saying, well, see you in a couple months, John. You know, we'll see you soon. Thanks for hanging out.
So we talk to you when you're not even here.
Yeah, so you are live 24/7. 365 on this show.
Well, that's why I keep getting people from Nebraska saying, hey, peck of cheese, what's up? Hey, peck of cheese. I don't even answer these people.
No, I wouldn't either. Don't answer.
No, because then you acknowledge that I eat peck of cheese. I think that's personal.
Well, you said it.
I eat peck of cheese.
I know you do.
How often you get on your Facebook page and then do a little rant or do a little update?
Very, very rarely. Maybe once a week. That's even too much. I don't do it then. Maybe once every other week, once a month.
Because you do it every weekend. You're out every weekend doing... On stage, so yeah, leave it there.
I just let them know I'm coming. That's basically it.
You
know
what I mean? You want to hear from, must have been Sunday, Monday, October 22nd.
Saying, I was eating lunch, I believe, at Jim and Nick's. And I was doing a corporate performance, and I just, at the time, I was like, well, let me throw it in there that I'm coming
I'm going to watch that. If John Morgan's eating lunch, I want to know all about that.
And he talks about coming to Omaha and gives us love.
Yeah.
And he mentions Todd and Tyler in there. I'm going to see my boys.
Oh, see?
Yeah, that I do. Yeah. And I gave y'all props last night, too. And because, we're celebrating 30 years.
FunnyboneOmaha.com. 30 years you've been on the road.
No. This is the 30th anniversary of the Omaha Funny Bone.
You never told me that.
Well, I'm telling you now.
Okay. Damn it.
Do you think I could get a word in edgewise with Bert last week do it this week?
That's true.
Yeah. Because I don't like people interrupting. Bert does that all the time.
October.
I eat peck of cheese. Yeah.
October 22nd, 1988 is when the club opened on 114th and Dodge. We were there for 16 years. We've been at Village Point for 14. This is the actual week. So it's so...
Yes, and we've been around for 25 of those years, which is amazing.
So it is so apropos that John is here because he's the perfect
one. When was John's first time at the club?
Oh, sometime early 90s.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm 20-something with you.
Yeah, sometime in the early 90s. Okay, I can't quite remember.
So 30 years of the Funny Bone in Omaha.
Yes.
Congratulations, Carl.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I remember coming when we did crappy radio.
Yeah.
And then we got with you guys and things took off.
Nice.
And,
yeah, seriously.
I thought we got better.
That was good, dog. I ain't gonna lie. That was good. You getting a piece of peck of cheese on that one.
Yeah.
That was good.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com.
I will mention John is here through Sunday.
Yes.
So each show.
Through Sunday, right. Yeah.
At the end of each show, John is, we're talking about thank you to the audience for being loyal fans all these years.
Yes.
Supporting us. I'm letting him buy each audience a shot. one of our first crazy drinks we had was called the Tidy Bowl. So we're making up a whole batch of Tidy Bowl. Anybody who
What's in a Tidy Bowl?
It's got
Packer cheese?
Blue curry. Yeah,
it's expensive.
A little of that.
It cost me about $900 a show.
Now, why, but you're buying it.
Yes, I'm buying it.
Okay, now listen, why isn't she buying it?
But in fact, when I walk out of here, I don't make any money.
Because he's so generous.
Okay. So it's
he's so generous.
A shot for everybody in the crowd that wants one. Right.
Yes, everybody. My servers will have it
now
on
what's
trays.
What's in a Tidy Bowl? I'm sorry.
Blue Curacao. It's got rum, little pineapple
sounds good.
Juice.
Sounds excellent. Yeah.
It's so he'll go down. They'll go down the aisle. If you want one, you can take it. If you don't, but at one of these shows, I'm going to videotape it and put it out in social media because it's pretty major.
Yeah.
30 years.
30 years is crazy for a comedy club.
The
right?
main investors thought we would be here for five.
Just because they weren't convinced on the city?
Right. They didn't think Omaha would do it. And I came on board and went, nah, let's do it for 12.
and he did it for
and
30.
I think it's amazing because a normal individual will work for 30 years and then retire. Literally, yeah, you know, 30 years at a company, you retire. You know what I mean?
But
if they have no skills or sense,
like all of us.
Really?
You're on the road.
You
we're
stay
still
in the circus.
Here. We ain't quitting.
Yeah, I can't.
I can't.
I've got the Chinese connection. I'm still paying.
Yes,
for.
I know exactly. Yeah. Right, the Chinese connection.
I've got that. That's going to be a while. But I can tell you, once I'm finished paying for her, I'm gonna knock her out.
How many clubs you play in the country that have been around 30 years? Couple, right?
Maybe. Maybe 10.
Oh, there's still about 10 clubs out. Still, and you're 10? And you're everywhere. You travel everywhere.
Yeah, except the West Coast.
Well, that is a testament to Colleen, because Colleen gets good talent in here.
I would agree to that,
too. People go out to see good talent.
I'd agree to that, too. Not only that, she bucks the system sometimes and says, no, I don't want him. Oh, yes, I want him.
Right.
Well, we were not thinking of running him through. No, I want him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, you're right. You're definitely
what works
right.
Here. Yeah, well, Colleen.
Absolutely. You know your room.
I love comedy. I love seeing people laugh.
Let me tell you something. We were in the store the other day. I did this store downstairs at this next to this M restaurant that reopened up, right?
Yeah. M's Pub.
M Pub, which is really pretty cool place. Yeah. Good food. Mm-hmm. So we walk in around the corner of this store, and this lady goes, oh, my God, are you Colleen? I'm the Raging Cajun. I'm standing right there. This hooker don't even look at me. You heard me?
This hooker
don't even look at me. She said, you Colleen. And Colleen's like,
no,
yeah.
No, it was goes, a sweet girl.
No,
City
she
Limits.
Wasn't. She noticed you before she noticed me. And so I was rudely interrupted just now. And so.
With your voice, people are going to know you anywhere in this town.
Well, I was even screaming, going, hello, girl, I'm here. She's
right.
Like, oh, who's that? And Colleen goes, that's John Morgan. She goes, oh, pecker cheese. That's exactly what she said.
I eat pecker cheese.
That's exactly what that
was. She listens.
I apologize for the pecker cheese. But
here's Colleen, the great savior, and there's pecker cheese. You know, I'm doing the show.
Well, you can see this weekend at the Funny Bone, by the way. And by the way, speaking of that, we're getting a lot of Facebook stuff this weekend, some Twitter stuff. I don't know if you're going back anytime soon, but they want you back in Wichita, too, obviously. They love you down there. You played there the past year, right?
Yeah, Wichita's pretty cool little place.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Well, they listen to us, obviously, on our station in Wichita, so they hear you on the show, and they say, when are you coming back there? But right this weekend, you're at the funnybone omaha.com, and not near Christmas, but I still like to play this.
On the first day of Christmas, John Morgan gave to me a big block of pecker cheese.
We busted out some Christmas stuff the other day.
Yes, we did.
Oh, Shatner.
Shatner, yeah.
We're starting Christmas way too early here.
Yeah, it's not. No, it's not too early.
How's the family, John? Everything good?
I don't even like you everything guys. Good? I better God, I hate y'all.
You say it every time. How's the family? How's the family? Everything
shut
good?
Up, Craig. Just looked like a murderer over there.
Shut up, Craig.
What serial killer.
All the time, too. Shut up, Craig.
The family is good. Thank God I had my daughter with me recently.
How old is she now? The Chinese
15
connection.
Went on the first date, dog.
Oh.
15 went on the first date. I was in Columbus, Ohio when they sent me the picture of her makeup and her dress. I said, carry her ass upstairs, get the makeup off, get a longer dress or whatever. Yep. And then my wife was like, look, here's the picture of the boy she's going with. Dude looked like he just picked up his Hot Wheels. I was like, I was like, oh, she can go with him.
Not worried about him at all?
Oh, no, man.
Clean cut?
No, his mama made him pick up the Lego blocks before he went to the dance.
Yeah.
No, I remember that when my daughter started going. And you look at the prom pictures, homecoming pictures.
Right.
It's beautiful young ladies with douchebags.
Well, young kids.
They all look
boys
12.
They look 12.
Yeah. They
absolutely.
Look so much less mature than the young ladies do.
And hopefully in my thought process is the little ones that look a little nerdy are not going to try to tap. You know what I'm saying? because it's the football player that I'm thinking he's going to try to get him some sushi. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, you're right. The jock's going to try to tap.
Right.
Exactly.
And I wanted to have fun and enjoy the dance. And,
you're right. But
But I sent her with a condom anyway. I mean, whatever, just in case. You know, okay,
he's 14. We'd let her go out with him.
No, that's over.
That's
no.
My son.
Yeah, that's not happening.
With the beard and the long hair.
How about that? That dude looked like he stepped off a Led Zeppelin.
Screw that kid. Screw that writer. Kid.
Bush can't grow a beard. Yeah, so.
Screw that
I
kid.
Went probably.
Bush can't grow pubic hair.
You would know.
We all know that.
Yeah.
We all know that.
And when he does, we ask him to get rid of it.
Oh my
Bush
God!
Can't grow pubic hair.
Yeah, and bet you're not gonna save that one, Humpus.
You're in the breakers, all kind with you and everything. You talk about going down to New Orleans to visit, well, to see something else. You're gonna be in the area. Right. So everything's good. All right.
Yeah,
good.
I just built a house.
All right. Oh, you did finish the house.
Sold my house and built a house.
You built a house. That's right. You
So you were living in a house before.
That's correct.
Okay.
I was living in the house that I sold. I rented it from him for 6 months.
All right. And then you built a house.
Yeah, I was begging. Dead. Don't close that wall yet. Don't build that wall yet. I need a roofer.
They're all over the place. Exactly.
I need a roofer.
You don't want to do that yourself.
Oh, my God.
In the new house? Then? Okay, good.
Dude, you should have seen. I was in there. Too. First of all, I was the general contractor. Don't ever do that.
You did it your own way.
Yeah, I did it my own way.
But you hired people to do their stuff.
I hired subcontractors. But the hardest part about that is literally I don't speak Spanish.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
So my daughter came on a job site, a little Chinese child, imagine this. Yeah. And she comes on the job site telling me I'm being rude.
Right.
Because I'm talking to my workers going, El window need to be moved, O, to the right, O. She said, you can't put an O on the end of every word and think you're speaking somebody's language. That's rude. And I told her, bless your heart.
You can't say righto?
You can't say nothing with an O on it, evidently. But she told me I got Siri on my phone. Did you know Siri interprets?
No, I did not know that.
You did not know Siri interprets?
I did not.
Dude.
What's our window?
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. Check this out. She taught me what Siri does. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Here we go. Hold on.
Let me hear this.
Siri. First, let me say this. Siri is supposed to be a chick in my phone.
Right.
I got a gay English dude. All right. Move. I don't know how the hell that happened, but I'm real. Yeah.
Okay.
Siri. Translate into Spanish.
Okay, what would you like to translate?
That window needs to be moved 2 feet to the right. I have that window in the garage marked with blue painter's tape.
Hay que mover la ventana para la derecha. Tengo la ventana del garaje marcada con...
Took me 4 months to build a house. Took me 4 months to build a house. Because when you can speak the language and you got cash... You move. You find out that the roofer's brother does insulation. The insulation's brother, he does drywall.
I never knew that. We should know that. Push, you're the tech guy. Did you know that worked?
No.
That's cool.
No. Dude, and it took a Chinese child from mainland China to teach this cracker how to use the Siri on the telephone.
And by the way, where did you get the British guy?
I have no idea.
You can change that setting.
Oh, you can?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you can make him
you
British.
You must actually push to make
What do you mean you can change it, Push? You didn't even know he was in there.
Let me tell you how I know that you can change that is because my 9-year-old daughter changed the Siri on our iPad.
To what voice?
To a British female.
Got it. All right.
And I'm like, well, how did that happen? She's like, oh, yeah, you can change that. So I learned it from a 9-year-old.
I love that.
I don't have an iPhone.
I just had a roof put on, but there's a white guy running it. So, yeah.
Does the OK Google do that?
Sure.
I have OK Google on the Android. Wow. I don't know if I have... I know I don't have
Siri. I don't think Android does it.
I didn't know that.
And this is an I. There's no phone or number behind it. It's just an I.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just an I.
I'm guessing you probably had a lot of fun
with
that.
No pad, no phone, just I.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can change
So
Siri.
You would say that and just hold the phone to them and they would hear it?
That's correct.
And it worked, obviously, right?
It worked unbelievable. Yeah. You know why? Because there was no lack of communication.
None.
There was truly an honest approach.
Yeah, it was.
And they saw me trying to reach them honestly.
Yeah, I love
rather
that.
Rather than, you know, some BS.
Like
some...
El Window and the Righto.
Exactly, right. Which didn't make any sense to them. And, I guess it was kind of offensive, but...
But we don't know.
I didn't care. I had the checkbook.
Right.
I didn't care. Yeah. I was writing a check.
That's
the window
Steve...
need to be moved over. That's what that thing need to be done.
Yeah, that's an old Steve Martin bit. You can't just talking slower in English doesn't mean they know what you're talking about. He goes, yeah. That's so he's sitting and he's in a, I would like to go to this. You know, he does that crap. It's a funny Steve Martin bit. I think he's in a French cab or something. He does that. And we all would do that. You talk slower and you know, all we know is dos cervezas, basically. Give it two beers. But that's interesting. I didn't know that worked that way.
Worked unbelievable. And the fact of that you can communicate with
yes,
them.
Yes, that's it.
Then gives you the idea of going, hey, you're going to put that insulation in. I got a brother-in-law that does that.
Right.
Drywall. How much you paying for finishes? I'm going to pay whatever. 10 cents a square foot or whatever, you know. Yeah. Well, I got a brother that'll do it for 6 cents a square foot. Well, El Graciendo. Underlay mofo.
El Mariachi.
Underlay mofo. It's not, I had to go back to Siri.
Now, this is the worst part. I press it one day. My wife comes in and she says, maybe if we move the wall for the office, we could open up this whole thing. And I said, you seriously talking about blowing that wall out and making it all open? She said, yeah. So I'll go over to the little dude that's staying late. And I look at him and I go to the Siri and I say, Siri, translate in Spanish. Hey, if you stay late, blow this wall out, my wife would be happy.
Right.
Well, he left. Well, come to find out, it's just like that verbal text.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it sometimes he didn't think I wanted the wall to be blown out. He left.
Okay, I had to bleep that. Okay, so if he performed on you, she'd be happy.
That's what he thought he heard. You know, if he put the fan on, the fan blew towards
me. Yeah, I get that.
So anyway,
so he didn't. You didn't say knock down the wall. You said blow out the wall.
Correct.
And he heard that word.
He left. He left.
Well, yeah, because he was probably straight. Yeah.
Would your wife have been happy had he performed on you?
I don't know, but I mean, if it would have gotten me a little bit more, I'd have let him do it. I mean,
you're right, because you're using slang, and his slang wouldn't be, blow out the wall is just a thing.
How about you? Would you have been happy?
No, I don't think I'd have been happy. Not with him. Maybe the other dude that did the rafters, but not this. I'm not kidding you, bro. This was absolutely nuts.
I believe it.
I had to tell my wife to quit coming to the job site.
Yeah.
She'd come to the job site at noon.
And he would think something weird's up again, right?
No! She's in her CSI unit. They thought ICE was there. Oh, everybody would disappear.
Oh, that's right. She works for CSI.
I'm in the backyard screaming, no, I'm tapping that one. Come back.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.